Okay, our friends. So today we're going to be reading a really fun book. I have a question for you. Did you know that each type of bird out there has a different sound? Sometimes when we read books, we see tweet tweet or chirp chirp, and we think, oh, that's a bird. But not all birds cheep cheep. And not all birds tweet tweet. Some birds caw, and some birds and squeak and hum, all kinds of different things. So today we're going to learn about some of those. Today's story is called Sparrow Loves Birds. And this story was written by Murray Burgess and it's illustrated by Tamisha Anthony. And before we get started, I also want to say today's story is read by Mommy and Mommy. And where? Oh no, are you a cat? Oh dear. We have a big problem here, friends. We've got a cat present. Well, I'm afraid, cat, you might be kind of hungry. Because today we've got a bunch of birds in our book. So don't try to eat them, promise? Do you promise? Will you be a good cat? Okay. Here we go. Sparrow is a curious girl. She loves her busy town. There's so much to see and hear. From her yard, she can see all around. And we can see her room. In her house, it looks like she's got a lot of books about birds and reptiles, don't you think? Sparrow sees cars zooming by, neighbors walking their dogs, and children playing on the sidewalk. Sparrow hears trucks honking. Beep, beep. Dogs barking. Woof, woof, woof. And laughter everywhere. But what Sparrow loves most about her town is watching birds fly and hearing them sing. She's even named after a bird. Sparrow loves learning the names of birds. Learning about birds isn't hard if she uses her eyes and ears. Sparrow grabs a pad and crayons to draw each bird. Then she runs outside with her backpack to take a look around. And I can see some birds right away. A bluebird, a cardinal, which is a red bird. And then there's a yellow bird here, maybe a goldfinch. Sparrow learns about birds by the way they move. She sees mockingbirds flap from fence post to fence post. Do you know why they call them mockingbirds? Because they listen to the other birds and they can mimic their songs. So a mockingbird might hear a robin and then think, I'll sound like a robin. And then it will be able to make the sounds of a robin. Thrashers hide in the bushes. Robins hop on the ground. Swallows swoop from the treetops. Vultures circle up high. Geese waddle and peck the grass. Woodpeckers hammer the trees. Hummingbirds are sparrows' favorite. They're so small and so fast, and they zoom quickly past, going forward, backward, and sometimes upside down. Did you know that hummingbirds can fly upside down? They can. Sparrow also learns about birds by their colors. Some birds have very bold colors that make them stand out. Cardinals are the reddest of reds. Blue jays have blue crests on top of their heads. Starlings have colorful spots and bright yellow beaks. And we can see all these types of birds in the picture. And it looks like if we look at her notebook, we can see that she's actually coloring a cardinal, right? Is that the red one that you see there? Me too. I think it's wonderful to go outside and look at these beautiful birds and get to draw them. Some birds have colors that make them blend in. Mourning doves are brown and gray. Sparrows are brown and white. Red-tailed hawks blend in with their brown, white, and black feathers and also stand out with their red-orange tail. But sometimes birds are hard to see, so Sparrow uses her ears instead of her eyes. Sparrow learns about birds by listening to their song. Mm-hmm. And in the picture, we can see how when you close your eyes, you know, when you close your eyes, you do a better job of hearing. Your ears are better listeners when your eyes are closed. So we can see her doing just that. Caw, caw, caw is the call of the crow. And some birds sing their name like chickadee, chickadee. The towhee reminds you to drink your tea. Drink your tea. Robin whistles, cheer up, cheer up. A tufted titmouse calls for Peter, 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 Peter. The Canadian goose honks loudly. Honk, honk. At the end of the day, Sparrow has many drawings of birds. Lots of different types live in her town. She just has to look and listen carefully for them. Do you want to give learning about birds a try? All you need are your ears and your eyes. Birds can be identified with patience and time. If you look in your town, what birds can you find? And here, my friends, are some bird watching tips, and I will share them with you. And as usual, I will also post this book, a couple of the pictures here from this book on our Instagram. And if you would like to purchase this book, which we highly recommend because it gives you great information about birds, you can find that on our Amazon affiliates page. So, bird watching is a great way to connect with nature. It's fun and easy and very inexpensive activity you can do without having to travel very far. So here's what you can do to get started. Speak quietly and avoid making loud noises. So I'm afraid you're going to have to leave your cat friends at home. Yeah. Try birding early in the morning when the birds are most active. Keep the sun at your back. This will allow you to better see the birds' colors. And reference a field guide to learn the markings that distinguish different species. There's a lot more tips here, friends, but that's enough for right now. But I do want you to be sure to check this book out and then get out there and enjoy the birds. Right? Meow. Mm-hmm. And just with that, this is the end. Meow.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.